What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
What's up, two J's?
Bucky.
What's up?
Last thing Kate Beckinsale wants to see is your sack of balls and wrinkled up $1,000, buddy. You need to hit up Kate in the nursing home.
Kate at the nursing home? Really? You say my saggy balls and duck sausage? I mean, seriously?
Kate Beckinsale. Yeah, typically ladies her age, they go older. This is weird that she's gone to 21.
I know. Yeah, she's in her 40s. She should be, you know, messing around with a guy 60. Like Ma.
Like you.
Yeah, there you go.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Yeah, that was about a story we read yesterday. Kate Beckinsale, the British actress, 43 years old, dating a 21-year-old dude. So I said, BK, you're in, man. BK's 23. Aim high. Kate Beckinsale.
He was young.
And you were kind of creeped out by that whole thing.
Yeah, that kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Dudes do it all the time.
I know. Men do it all the time, and it's cool. If a female does it, it's creepy. But it's just kind of creepy.
Also took your thoughts on the topless ladies at Barton Springs yesterday and how I deal with my teenagers when that case. This says, guys, where have you been? They've been doing that for 30 years that I know of at Barton Springs. Well, I know that.
Yeah, well, he knows that.
I've done that. But when you're there with your 11-year-old niece and
it's different.
15 and 16-year-olds and they're not expecting that, their reactions are kind of like, what? So, yes. That's
if it's Hippie Hollow, you know what to expect.
Right.
Like when I make my little journey down to Hippie Hollow once every whatever it is, years. I mean, it's different. You expect to see nude people.
Yeah. Well, this says, E, can you tweet the picture of the topless chicks you took yesterday?
Yeah, how many pictures did you take on the side?
I didn't snap a photo. Come on, man.
iPhone.
I did have a video. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh. BK's like, send it to me.
You know, I got to get my buck off in right now. I'm going to get it in real quick. And my buck off is to my buddy CEO of Austin Duck Tours, Ride Splash Quack, Paul Mahler, and having that pig. That's unfair to the pig. I just thought about that. A couple days, it just set in. So when they're in the house cooking up like pork loin and ham and...
Your buddy Paul Mahler, who if you ever see the duck boats and the...
The Commodore, the big
Commodore
boat.
Commodore on Lake Austin. He is the owner CEO of that.
Yeah, and he owns a
but
pig.
But he also owns a pet pig as well as dogs.
He has a dog, yeah, but he has a pet pig and...
Hammy.
So, I mean, can you just imagine if Hammy's in the kitchen and you got a big slab of bacon on or whatever?
That's rude.
I think it's rude, too. I think it would be rude. And buck off to that, man. Buck off.
You think he feeds the pig the leftover bacon?
Well, pigs will eat anything.
Yeah,
so,
but
yeah,
we heard the guy
does.
Tell us yesterday, the pig will eat anything. But that's kind of cruel to do that. You know what I mean? I'm saying I don't.
Cooking his brothers right in front of him.
Yeah, right in front of him.
Come on,
cooking
man.
Cooking your relatives right dead smack in front of you. So buck off to him. Big buck off.
Well, I would say that when Paul starts cooking the bacon, I'm assuming the pig thinks, damn, that smells good.
Damn. Give me some of that bacon. Can you make me a ham sandwich over there, Paul? Maybe he does. It's a pig, right?
Also on the.
We got a pig for a pet anyway. Who has a pig for a freaking pet? Man, that's
pigs
silly,
are
isn't
as smart
it?
As dogs, man. And sometimes smarter. Pig, you can train pigs. I'm telling you. I wouldn't want a pig, though.
You wouldn't want a pig, right?
No.
A little curly tail. I mean, come on. You're walking around the house snorting. I don't think so.
Hey, this
BK's thinking of that. Wouldn't that make a nice pet
man.
For you at your apartment?
I gotta get one of those mini ones, though.
Teacup pig.
Teacup. I don't want one that's huge. I ain't got enough space for that.
Says, guys, topless lady, you look at them, whether they're in a bikini or not. Spent a summer in Sweden. Topless is the norm. By day three, it's no big deal. But still quite awesome, this guy says.
Well, I'm European. Whoa. It doesn't bother me.
This guy says, I'm not buying that fight either, guys. Dancing with the Stars is usually free. It says that, guys, that whole thing is a total hoax. Those guys are flying on a private plane together to each one of these stops, yucking it up, counting their money. It's probably true.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
This guy says that tour, this is almost the same text. This guy, that tour is a hoax. Those guys are flying on a jet together from city to city, laughing with strippers, popping bottles of beds on beds of cash. Yeah. It does seem all set up and people are buying in, but.
Did you see the crowd yesterday? The crowd is huge. They haven't got to New York yet, right? Because they're going to New York next.
New York is today, and then the fourth stop is in London tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, London will be something. It'll be crazy.
Well, look, I mean, this is to each his own. You and I are checked out on that deal, but you know, this is the culture that buys into the Kardashians and buys into LeVar Ball and all the nonsense.
Stay in your lane.
But, you know, it's a show. It's a spectacle, and they're creating a spectacle which people like and people want. And certainly is a sad commentary on the fight game, though, in my mind.
Yeah, this is like Ringling Brothers. This is like going to the,
totally.
To the carnival.
It's P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, but it's going to draw an awful lot of money, and a lot of you folks are going to buy this fight.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to pay money for it, but I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer to want to see how this thing... You're going to get it. Can we go to your house? Can we go to your apartment?
No.
You got four TVs.
Well, here's what I don't think. I said it loud on the way to the break that I may need to see this because of my job. But you know what? I don't think we're going to come in the Monday after that fight and be saying, man, I can't believe I missed it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a ho-hum, boring fight.
And there is some college football that weekend. It's the week before UT and everybody else plays, but there's like five or six games that...
I think that's a West Virginia Tech weekend, which is, that's okay football.
Let me look that up.
I don't think there's any games even that big.
Really?
I think the biggest game is like Oregon State, Colorado State or something. Or Rice and somebody in Australia.
Ooh, Rice and Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame playing Rice?
This guy says, if you knew there would be topless girls, why take kids to go there? Well, look, you don't always see topless girls there.
No, because they sit up on the hill. There's a hill up there. I mean, I don't know that for a fact.
Actually, what I saw yesterday, I've never seen at Barton Springs, where, and I've been there many, many times. Normally, when there's someone laying out topless, they're laying out. Like, they're up on their little spot.
Yeah.
These girls are just walking right by. I've never seen that before.
Like walking like right by
you?
Yeah,
normally, if girls want to go topless, they sit on their blanket, and then they take it off, and then they lay there, which is, you know, that's one thing. I've not seen them just walking around.
You were mesmerized for a second. You took a peek.
No,
I could tell you took a peek.
I double-taked.
Were they nice?
Of course you double-taked.
How were they?
You took a double-take, yeah.
It's fine. C+.
C+.
I'm not talking grades.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm just, yeah, I mean, you look up and there's, whoa.
I don't think that makes us bad people because we...
I want me some glory hole.
Oh, see, it doesn't make us bad people. We're trying to do these things with these women. We're trying to get to be at their radio auction or whatever they run, or cook show or whatever.
The awards show.
Their
like
awards
the ESPYs
show,
last night.
Like the ESPYs.
Austin Women in
we are
media
trying
awards.
After 17 years
media
to try
awards.
To get at least invited and be a part of it. We know we can't win. We're like some of the SEC coaches. We know we can't win, okay? We already know that. But we just like to be invited to the party sometime, E, where people pat us on the back and say, you guys have done some really nice things for the ladies, and thanks for coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can't, we got to be careful in how we say things here. You know, BKB?
I think we're making strides behind the scenes on that effort to be nominated next year. I think so.
Well, yeah, you just hired three women to do a cooking show here on a Saturday.
All right, don't be telling me that I need to clean my act up. And
I
you're
didn't
doing
hire
this.
Anyone. And yes, we're putting that show will launch a week from tomorrow, or a week from Saturday. Our take. We're excited about it. Let's get to your headlines quickly, and then we'll pick up the nonsense conversations of a Thursday morning. Ticket City Update Desk Headlines brought to you by UBO Business Services. And how about SEC Media Days yesterday? We're a little more than a month after his boss, A&M Athletic Director Scott Woodward, said publicly that Kevin Sumlin, the head coach there, has to do better, quote-unquote, than he's done in the past. His coach responded by agreeing with his athletic director.
There's nobody that puts any more pressure on me than Kevin Sumlin. And we all want the same thing. And I came here to do a job and to win a championship. And we haven't done that yet. Now, that being said, you know, we won more games than anybody in the last 20 years. Is the place better? Are we better at Texas A&M now than when I got here? You bet. Is it where we want to be? No. And nobody wants to win more than me.
In five seasons at A&M, Sumlin is now 44-21, but has an SEC record of just 21-19, 7-9 in the month of November. Elsewhere, former Texas Longhorns athletic director Steve Patterson has landed another prominent gig. Yesterday, named the team president, CEO of the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. They have attrition at Wimbledon yesterday. Top two seeds on the men's side, out. Injuries played a big role as the top-seeded player in the tournament, Andy Murray, the fan favorite, was in control of his quarterfinal match with American Sam Querrey. His bothersome and prolonged hip injury flared up, and Querrey came all the way back and beat him in five sets. It's actually easy in the last two sets once the hip flared. Shortly after that, it was the two-seed Novak Djokovic retiring from his match with Tomas Berdych because of an elbow issue. He's out. That leaves Roger Federer, the number three seed and seven-time Wimbledon champion. He's the only member of the Big Four still alive. That would be Djokovic, Murray, Nadal, and Federer. Those four have accounted for each of the past 14 men's singles championships at the All England Club. Federer will now face Tomas Berdych tomorrow. Sam Querrey, the first U.S. men into the Grand Slam semi since Andy Roddick in 09, will meet the seven seed Marin Cilic in that semifinal round. And that's the news from your Ticket City update desk.
There you have it.
I'm actually watching the women's draw right now, the semifinal. And I can't even say the name, so there we go. How about that?
Yeah, someone from España has beaten someone from Czechoslovakia,
yeah,
or the Czech Republic.
But Venus Williams still alive.
She's got a chance.
Venus will play on the other semi on the other side after this one, and we'll keep
old
posted.
Old dude, older lady,
that would
possibly
be cool
in there, yes.
And because if you think Roger Federer, I mean, he hasn't won one since 12. So I mean, that's 5 years ago. And Venus hasn't won a Wimbledon title since 09. And, of course, her sister's out pregnant. And so
it's everybody's. It's anybody can win
wide
now.
Open.
It's wide open. You're right.
Serena Williams did win Female Athlete of the Year. No, she didn't. Simone Biles won, didn't she? It wasn't Serena. I thought it would be Serena that would win that award last
year. We
night,
got a couple of those right, though.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook was the best male athlete at the ESPYs. Simone Biles, best female athlete. Dakota Prescott, Dak Prescott, quarterback, Dallas Cowboys, named the Breakthrough Athlete of the Year.
I got that one.
You did.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Somebody said to Sammy Sosa looked like some old dude from a plantation owner. I mean, did he look bad last night?
Sammy Sosa, the dude that looks like a plantation owner from the old South. I didn't see Sam Sosa last night.
Has he whitened his face like Michael Jackson did? Did he do some bleaching on his face, Sammy Sosa?
Well, he's got.
He's a disease.
Yeah, whatever that condition is.
Okay.
This says my kids and I were rowing on Lady Bird Lake last year. Two topless girls rowed past us on those stand-up paddle boards. My son dropped his oar in the lake. How about this one, Buck? This one is thought-provoking. If you go down to Barton Springs about 4 in the morning on a full moon, you will find a group. They call themselves the Witches of Austin. They're all women. They're all topless, and they dance on the dam, usually to some music, and have a lot of candles.
Ooh.
Is that true?
Yeah, probably. It's Austin.
The Witches of Austin?
That's... Yeah, Wiccans. Yeah. Well, you know, I had that friend that I was,
full
that
moon.
Twitter friend who was a witch from Maine. She was on that radio network, tried to get me to come on the show.
What?
Yeah, I had a Twitter friend that was from Maine, and she was a witch. She was a full-fledged
Wiccan, like a believer.
Yeah, she's a Wiccan. And she had a show that's a, not nationally, I mean, it's all over the world, on some...
Sirius Satellite, right?
On Sirius Satellite, I forget the name of it. She's got some weird stuff. They do stuff for little spears and weird stuff like that, and goat heads and all kinds of crap.
The Salem witch trials?
And she wanted you to come on to talk about what?
She wanted me to talk about alcoholism.
Oh, nice.
She wanted me to come on and be a guest on her show. And then but I haven't heard from her. She just got on her broom and flew off somewhere, I guess. I don't know. It's been a while.
She knew you were alive for the Salem witch trials, man.
Probably.
She's trying to get a first-hand source.
She wants to know, man, you were there.
National French Fry Day is today, so we were taking your best and favorite local French fry joints. We'll continue to take that. BK says a place in Dallas called Snuffers. We had, I always got to say, Doc's Backyard. I love their French fries.
Of course.
Especially get a little...
High Park Bar and Grill.
How about, you know, at Doc's, if you get the French fries and they get a little gravy, that's actually really good. A little gravy on your fries.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The
white gravy?
Yeah.
Oof.
It's not bad.
Guys can just wreck a French fry.
How about, after we went to Barton Springs yesterday, we went over to Shady Grove, which is a classic, and had their chili cheese fries. Those were awesome. Those four kids, we got five kids, they devoured like two plates of those in like 3 minutes.
So if you have a hamburger, BK, when you have a hamburger and fries, do you put the fries in your mouth and then bite the hamburger? I eat the whole thing of fries before I even touch the hamburger.
I kind of do a mixture. Bite,
you do
fry,
oh, you
bite,
do
fry, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Bounce back
I eat
and
all
forth.
The fries first. And then I eat the hamburger.
My wife, and you mentioned you like this too, because she's from back east originally. Both went to Houston, grew up in Houston, but vinegar on fries.
Yes, that would be at the Allentown Fairgrounds.
That's where she, you know, she was in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So she loves like the vinegar fries.
Yeah, they're almost, they're string fries, and you put vinegar on them.
Ooh, the salt and vinegary combination.
Yes, it's fabulous. I like Freddy's.
Freddy's,
I like
fries,
shoestring fries. I like shoestring fries,
BK,
too.
BK, Snuffers is yours. You have one in Austin that you've discovered?
I'm trying to think, man. I mean, Whataburger is always pretty solid. They got some
They
got
do a good job. Fries. It's that ketchup they have, man. It's awesome.
I'm trying to think. I mean, this might only be because it's my favorite burger joint in town, but I feel like their fries are really solid, too. Y'all ever been to Casino El Camino on 6th Street?
Yes.
That place is nuts.
Oh, they've got the wedge fries. They're big ones, right?
Yeah. Big, thick ones.
Sorry to all my places, but Hop Dottie's.
Yeah,
is
Hop Dottie's. You can go through
sight.
A couple cans of those bad
yes.
boys. Those things are
Hop Dottie's fries are good.
We had Hyde Park Bar and Grill mentioned. Hyde
yep.
Park Grill, they make those, but those are their signature dish, kind of.
The Hut, too. Hula Hut has great fries.
If you go to Hyde Park, you can get what's on their appetizer, then you get their signature fries. I don't even remember what they call them, but then you can dip them in this soft that they make. They're really good. Really good.
I'd like to go to Hop Dottie's, but it seems like I can't get in. That son of a gun, every time I go buy it.
Fairly popular.
Yes. Yes. We were in Arizona. That's where I got introduced to Hop Dottie's when we were at the Super Bowl.
Freedom Fries. Is that at Hyde Park? I don't know. Someone mentioned Freedom Fries. But we'll take your favorite National French Fry Day French fries.
Mm-mm-mm.
This guy says people who squirt ketchup all over their fries instead of dipping them are not people you need in your life.
Uh-oh, that would be...
Is that true?
Well, I stick the... You know, when you have
I'm a fan of not, like, glopping the ketchup all over. That's not okay.
Well, people wouldn't know about pierogies around here, but the mound in the pierogi, I stick the ketchup tube thing in there, and I fill it up with ketchup and eat it that way. So that's probably a bad thing, too.
Yeah, you need to dip your French fries. But don't double dip.
What do you mean?
Well, don't dip, bite it, and then dip back in. Same fry.
Why? What if you're eating by yourself? It doesn't matter, does it?
You shouldn't. Well, if you're sharing the ketchup, don't double dip.
Oh, no, I generally don't share my ketchup. I do. I'm like with my kids. I'm like, get your own ketchup. Go over there and get your own. Don't start dipping into dad's fries. And by the way, we got to stop BK from this deal where he's now. His diet is so horrible, folks. But he's leaving food out for days, like 3 or 4 days, and then going back non-refrigerated and eating it. And so he always has these real bad stomach problems, and he can't figure out why he has a stomach problem.
He eats horribly. We talk about the pig? He eats like a pig.
I mean, literally.
He eats like
he eats
a pig, literally. Yes,
anytime.
Hammy. We should call nickname Hammy now.
You can't name the Jew, the one Jew at this place, Hammy.
I think so.
No.
I think that's perfect
by
for
the
you.
By the way, we got a text for BK recently that said, just a minute ago, said, my Hebrew homie.
I saw that.
There you go.
That's right. Zaxby's fries have been nominated. This is dipping McDonald's French fries in the ice cream cone.
Ooh. You've done that before, haven't you?
I've heard of people at Wendy's dipping in their Frosty.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
Well, Mickey D's has lost me since my one episode, so I'm...
Well, because you got those limp fries.
They're
like soggy.
I got limp fries down in Oak Hill, and I've never been back. As a matter of fact, I've never been back, and I've never had McDonald's fries since I've got limp fries. And when they're limp, you taste the grease. You know what I mean? It tastes like Crisco or whatever it is that they dip them in.
Lard.
So, lard. I've just not been back. I don't like limp fries. No.
All right. We'll switch gears, but let's get your thoughts on your favorite French fry joint. This Big 12 announced their preseason all Big 12 football team yesterday. And here's a question for you. Who is Durance Armstrong Jr.? BK, can you tell the folks who Durance Armstrong Jr. is? Because most people listening in their cars have no idea.
Yeah, Durance Armstrong Jr. He will be a junior at Kansas this year.
Kansas.
The guy who's expected to.
Does he play hoops?
No hoops. Plays football. They do have a football program. Everybody in Austin kind of knows that they have a football program now. I think this is like the only place in the country that can't make any Kansas football jokes as we speak. But 20 tackles for a loss last year, 10 sacks. He's a stud. He really is. I mean, he wreaks havoc in the backfield and he doesn't have a whole lot of help. You talk about some of the best pass rushers always get double teams. He gets double teamed pretty much every play because Kansas doesn't really have anybody else who's much of a threat, and he still makes things happen.
Did he make his legend against the University of Texas by any chance? Did he have a day?
Yeah,
10 tackles, 2 sacks.
Yeah, forced fumble, 10, 11 tackles, 2 sacks. I mean, he's all over the field. So
he
great
is
play.
Your preseason Big 12 player of the year on defense. Preseason.
The secret's out, man. I mean, you know, the five Kansas football fans out there, including myself, have been watching this guy play. He's a solid player. But now everybody else kind of hears the name and will take notice, hopefully.
Durance Armstrong Jr. The offensive side is Baker Mayfield, Lake Travis High, and, of course, Oklahoma. And the newcomer of the year is the kid Will Greer, quarterback who's transferred from Florida up to West Virginia to play for Dana Holgerson.
I didn't notice that. Did Baylor have anybody on that list, Steve? I mean, with their new coaching staff? None?
Well, one guy on defense, defensive line, K.J. Smith. K.J. Smith. But Texas has one on offense in Connor Williams, the left tackle. Three on defense, Puna Ford, Malcolm Roach, and Malik Jefferson.
As I said, one not going to Big 12 Media Day. He's All-American and everything else. And the one just came onto the scene last year.
Oh, I didn't mention Michael Dixon, punter. Is also
and Michael Dixon. Hey, and Puna Ford, whose name has been mentioned the last 3 years.
Puna Matata.
He's been mentioned 3 years. And he is physically, he's a 6-footer, 300 pounds that he has to fight his ass off because, you know, he's got some of those physical.
Yeah,
he's undersized as a defensive lineman.
I'll say this. If Texas puts three players on the first team All-Big 12 defense, they have a chance to win 9 or 10 games.
Give me 9 wins if they can do that.
I think their offense is going to score points. Their defense has been wretched. If you tell me Malik Jefferson, Puna Ford on the defensive line, and then, you know, they say Malcolm Roach, who I think that's a good pick. You give me a defensive back in there that plays first or second team All-Big 12 this year, Texas will be significantly better. Because here's what I believe. I believe the special teams will be significantly improved at Texas.
Agreed.
This year, based on just attention to detail and putting the right people at the right places. Tom Herman and Craig Kniver, it is a huge deal to them.
They may win a game instead of losing a game for you, or two.
No question. It's the third phase of the game that Texas has ignored for 3 seasons. They just kind of roll the ball out and expect special teams to be good. But Dan's Hamburgers and their curly fries are phenomenal. This says, guys, P. Terry's fries, top notch. Let's say, Wingstop all the way. Texadelphia has good Philly fries. Mighty Fine. Got to have the fries of Mighty Fine.
Joe Bell's. Joe Bell's. Yum.
Says, yeah, tell Bucky the fries at Joe Bell's were amazing. That's in between Dripping and Wimberley.
I think it's one of the ladies who are Texas that went to had lunch out there at Joe Bell's.
Hey, when are you doing that again? Are you doing that another ladies' lunch?
I am. I'll be doing that at the Hula Hut.
Oh.
Taking the ladies. We're coming downtown. That wouldn't be downtown, would it? That'd be
on the lake.
On the lake, yeah.
Close enough.
Close enough is right.
No, that's you gotta have a great French fry with a burger.
I think you do.
Any sandwich. That's pretty much
it. I'll vouch for Wingstop. Those fries are ridiculous.
Is that Troy Aikman's place?
It is.
That's one Troy pushes.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to not one, not two, not three, not four, but five guys, they give you 600 fries with every order. Plus the peanuts.
Let me say something
plus
about
that. Plus they put their bag of potatoes right there where you can see them.
It's ridiculous.
That's too much. No, they
let
have
me
too
say
much
this
food
about
there.
Five guys. Okay. That place is outrageously overpriced.
The burger is.
You go in there, and if one person can spend $16.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that at a burger place.
It's just me. What did I get? I got a burger and a fries, and I usually get water.
Plus, I didn't ask for 10 pounds of fries.
$16?
Dang.
What's going on?
I wanted a pound of fries, not 16 pounds.
That's how I feel. Y'all been to Shake Shack? Y'all been there yet?
I have not been to Shake Shack.
It's a popular place in New York that just opened up in Austin last year, and it's so overpriced.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a greasy burger, man. You don't got to be that expensive.
Which one are you talking about?
The Shake Shack.
Oh,
it's on Lamar.
Really look at it. It looks like it's in the Domain.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's one up there in the Domain, too.
Uh-oh.
That tells you the clientele.
I'm still going to Shortstop or Shortway or whatever it is.
Chicken Express fries have been mentioned, which is a good one. Raising Cane's usually uses a crinkle-cut fry.
Dang,
just the right amount.
Hungry again.
That's right. It's food Thursday.
All right. When you said the three, if there's three guys on that defense that end up, because I think there'll be another one added on offense. I think a wide receiver from Texas is going to step in.
Well, so if you're going to tell me they're going to be six or seven all Big 12 players at Texas, they're going to be a lot better. Because I think Shane Bouchel is going to be.
I think so, too.
You know what you're getting out of him. At least I do. I think he's a very accurate quarterback who's going to put the ball where it needs to be. They're going to limit his mistakes. I think their offensive line has a chance to be a strength of the team this year if they can sort out the right tackle situation. So they're going to have a good running game. That's, you know, Tom Herman is hell-bent on being the most physical
team. And that's one of the questions I do want to ask Coach Herman when we get up there, is the fact that you can't afford to redshirt the other guy. You only have one.
Ellinger, yeah.
Doesn't he have to be ready to get in the battle and play?
We'll ask him next week. We'll be up there Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday will be Texas's turn. But think about it. I mean, if your offense can run the football with the power spread and Tom Herman, where they want to be a physical run team, and then Shane Bouchel off of a lot of play action and quick tempo with his accuracy can throw it to these big, tall receivers, you're going to score points. I mean, they scored points last year. If there are going to be three or four guys on defense who are on the all-Big 12 team, well, now your defense is significantly improved. I think the offense or the special teams, they're going to take more, you know, as I said, much, much –
I'm telling you, the guy at the bully pulpit, I think he knows he has some players. I think he knows,
well, I think he knows
he's got some really talented players.
Well, the question for Texas will be, they can put all these guys on the All-Big 12, but Tom Herman would tell you the question is going to be the guys behind those guys. He feels really good about the first 22 players he's got.
Well, Puna Ford better have a good backup
right,
behind him. I know that.
Who's behind those guys?
Right.
If this summer and then into camp they build some depth with some of these young guys and they can rise to the challenge so that they get somewhat too deep, they can be in the mix for 9-10 wins. I don't think.
Yeah, because we've seen the first couple guys go in there and give it their all, but they tire out, they weaken out, and the next guy that rolls in, there's nobody.
It's college football. They're playing 80. 90 snaps. You can't.
Yes.
You can't. You got to have two guys or maybe three in certain positions. Or we'll pick it up on the other side. You can weigh in on your favorite French fries on this National French Fry Day. Your buck ons and your buck offs. We've got salacious gossip and the blitz before the end of the hour. Tom Gimble will be with us next hour as well with the live music update and much more. It's a busy Thursday on the Horn, 104.9 on AM 1260, and stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man, French fry conversation. You know, tomorrow we'll have Wayne Miller from Louis Miller Barbecue and Taylor. Mm. He'll be up with us to give us our barbecue tip of the week. I got to talk to him because now I've got that smoker.
That Krager or Traeger?
Traeger,
yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to have to learn.
You got to break that thing in. You got a lot of smoke and stuff in there.
Got to go get it.
That's true. Still out here.
I didn't have a truck. I was at your golf tournament. Our friend Craig Flowers won it in your raffle. He gave it to me. He said, I don't need it. So...
It's still out at Lost Pond?
No.
No. It'd be gone if it was there. It wouldn't be out there.
From Brown Distributing had a truck. He took it, and so he's left it over at Brown Distributing. So we're going to go get it. You know.
That was a beauty, man. That thing looked good, too.
I got to learn. It's like I use pellets,
apparently. Had Cheetos on it. Yes.
I'm going to have to learn how to do that deal. This is a guy on the Specs text line to our Texas conversation. Said, guys, don't forget about Devin Duvernay as potentially an all-Big 12 guy in the slot.
I got to believe so, too. I think he can make some strides.
Well, one of those guys can step up. I mean, either Armonte Foreman, Devin Duvernay, Gerard Hurd, all those guys. I mean, they've got so many weapons. Tom Herman says it's the deepest receiver core he's ever had.
But I still believe that he's got to get Gerard Hurd a package where they can survive a game. If the starting quarterback goes in and you bring in a freshman quarterback, you have to have a third guy, don't you?
I call it the emergency break glass scenario. You know, you see those break glass.
Sure.
There's got to be a Gerard Hurd emergency hatch for this football team in 2017. I don't think there's any doubt. But we'll ask Tom Herman all those questions coming up on Tuesday, Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. We'll be there live for both days. This says, Bucky, I finished my fries before I even touched my burger as well. Best fry combination is Bush's fries with their gravy. You can spray it down with Pete's sauce or hot sauce. It's killer.
What's Bush's? That's a chicken place?
Yeah, Bush's Chicken. Mm-hmm. How about this? Before we get to our salacious gossip and your blitz coming up before the top of the hour. ESPYs were last night. Let's hear Peyton Manning. This is the one that went around the Twitterverse. Peyton Manning with a zinger at Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant's reaction was priceless. He gave him the stone cold Clint Eastwood stare back. Here is Peyton Manning.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
Oh, man.
Zinger.
Now, we've had the debate set up or genuine reaction from Kevin Durant. Somebody chided me for saying that maybe it was not a setup, that it was Kevin Durant hearing the joke for the first time, and that's how he reacted, that he was none too pleased with his guy Peyton.
That could have been genuine, sort of like that outfit he was wearing.
Yeah, sweatpants and a T-shirt.
To an event like that. I mean, his mom goes with him everywhere. I mean, that dude doesn't go anywhere unless his mom's with him.
I think Conor McGregor may have had a message, too, for Kevin Durant. Did he, you know, about how to get dressed?
Probably.
He looks like a little breakdancer or something, a little 12-year-old breakdancer. What the f***? He's 40! You're 40 years of age. Dress your f***ing age. Carrying a school bag on stage. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
Now, that was for Floyd Mayweather in the hyped-up, scripted deal.
But yeah, Kevin Durant's mom, I'm surprised.
Mom was laughing at him. Mom laughed at the joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She knows she raised a snake.
She thought that was funny.
She knows she raised a snake. Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's why Kevin was mad. Like,
well, I'm surprised she didn't say, listen, Kevin, you can't. We're going to a big event. I'm dressed up. Everybody around you are going to be dressed up. You look like somebody under the bridge and Golden State. You look like somebody under the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, seriously?
Man. I don't think he looked that bad.
Dude, but you can't go to an event like that. You're a grown-up now. And you can still bring your little backpack and cupcakes in your backpack, but you really can't dress like that. That's well,
especially when
you
he,
can,
when
but
he
you
stood
shouldn't.
Up and he turned around and he, I think he hugged his mom.
And his underwear came up.
Yeah, you could see his like
his drawers.
Showed his ass to America, essentially. It's like, dude, come on, man.
I know, he's different. He's different. He's not a snake. Quit saying that, BK. Dude's not a snake. He's just different. Let's just look at him as a different kind of guy. How's that?
Yeah, snakes are different.
Yeah, they are. Different types of snakes.
Snake cupcake combo. You ever see those?
Mm.
He's a championship chaser.
That's right. He's got, well, guess what? He's got one, too. He's got a championship.
Yeah, man. They couldn't have done it without him. Obviously, proven in the past. They'd never won one before he got there. So.
Well, I would say this. They wouldn't be able to do that without him this year. I don't think they would have won a championship without Kevin Durant
they
this year.
Like
that group.
15-game win.
All I heard last year was that they only lost because Draymond got suspended in Game 5 and choked it away. So it almost feels like they should have three in a row, you know?
Yeah. I guess you're right. By the way, congratulations to, was it Query, the tennis player from the USA?
Sam Querrey, yeah.
Sam Querrey on his victory yesterday. That's a big deal for Sam Querrey. You know, that dude has only won a couple of tennis tournaments, period. I'm not talking about the big ones. I'm talking about the little ones.
Well, I mean, U.S. men's tennis is pretty much in the dumper at this point. I mean, Query is the best they got, right? I mean, I'm sure they're...
He's probably the best they got.
I don't know who the highest-rated men... That speaks to it.
You know, this, when you don't have a clue.
Well, this is the furthest an American male is in this tournament at Wimbledon since Andy Roddick, 2009.
Andy Roddick?
Our neighbor.
Wow.
Our man Andy Roddick. It's the last time there was an American in the Final Four on the men's side. It's truth. That's truth. So, we'll take your thoughts on the highlights from the ESPYs last night. As we said, they had some poignant moments as usual. We played last hour the Vin Scully acceptance speech of his Icon Award. That was just awesome.
And, you know, we've gone a whole morning without mentioning my friend, Mr. Patterson, former AD at the University of Texas, who I never got a chance. He never got me on the boat.
We mentioned it in every update that Steve Patterson is the new
CEO.
Yeah,
but I'm just...
You can sell your stock in the Arizona Coyotes. He's about to detonate that team.
How about that guy? I never got on his boat, his cigar boat, all that money he got from University of Texas, and then he's got the house on the lake, and he never invited me to come on that boat. That's all I wanted to do was get on his boat one time. Now he's out of here, right?
Sold their house at Arizona, so they still have their home there. So they'll.
So he knew he was going to hit and run here and be gone back.
Yeah, he was a hit and run guy.
He was a hit and run.
Yeah, the Coyotes are screwed, man. That team already sucks. They're talking about expansion or, you know, moving Phoenix every single year. Patterson's all about the money. He's going to try to blended 6% them over to Australia. They got no chance.
They're done. Are they done?
All the employees there better just because the Hatchet Man's coming.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Hatchet Man is on his
way. If you've been there
for
two or more years, you don't have a shot there, do you? Good grief.
Yeah, he's coming in. That's what he did at Portland. He made everybody mad here. Yeah, so he's on his way.
Dang.
Look, guess who's coming to dinner? Here comes Steve Patterson, my friends. But, I don't know.
What if he left the boat behind? It's okay.
I wonder if he's going to probably leave his house here. He still lives here. He's still got the house.
Oh, yeah, you can have two houses. I mean, if you're, like, collecting kind of coin, that dude is collecting from places.
You know, he once almost traded Hakeem Olajuwon back in the day. You know that, Steve Patterson?
Wow.
Yeah. I remember because he grew up, his father was the president, was a basketball executive for a long time, Milwaukee Bucks, Houston Rockets, and that's how he kind of got into the game and took over in Houston, got into a contract feud.
He got into a feud with Hakeem, didn't he?
With Hakeem, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
That would have been a great move.
He knows how to shake it up.
Yeah, now he's going to be in Arizona. When did they change their name from Phoenix to Arizona, BK?
A few years ago.
Like the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
It's like your last-ditch effort for get somebody to care?
I still call, you know, the Angels Anaheim. My dad calls them California. Still call the Coyotes Phoenix, the Marlins
Florida.
I know,
I like to call them California because that's how I grew up with,
sure,
California. With Rod Carew and
that's right.
All those guys. Nolan Ryan, of course, before that, but the California Angels.
And there's a nice article in the paper about Charlie Strong and his ventures at South Florida, and his quarterback is already saying that I love this guy. We talk a lot, we joke, we laugh, we're like best friends. And
you're
I'm like,
quarterback?
Uh oh. BK, that's 5-8, 5 or whatever.
The cake is getting started.
Oh no,
in Tampa Bay.
He's got the quarterback now saying, this guy is a really wonderful guy. We laugh and we're joke. We're like best friends. I'm like, oh no, no.
Hey, I don't know that he can screw that team up. It's a pretty good team, and they play in a weak conference.
It's going to be hard too when you have like 10 out of 11 on offense coming back,
and
a fantastic quarterback. Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to coach up the defense there.
I guarantee you, they won't use the middle of the field though.
Oh yeah, Sterling Gilbert.
No, that's not happening.
You think they install the same offense that they had here last year with the like 8 plays?
Yeah, well, that's what Charlie says. This is going to be this kid. He's a senior and he's doing it well because, you know, our new offense, which I'm thinking, oh no, they're going to handcuff that dude there who's had a great year, a great year last year. Not a good year, but a great year.
Well,
and they're going to bring that offense
to him.
I
root for Charlie Strong. I think he's a good man. I don't think he did a very good job here. I don't think he was put into an ideal situation.
BK won't like this, but I would love to see Charlie go there and go undefeated and play in a big bowl.
Oh, no.
is that maddening or what?
I mean, it seems like a better fit, and he's more comfortable there than he ever was here.
Right.
Pick it up on the other side with your salacious gossip and then your blitz, your chance to sound off as we do each morning. What say you at 447-3776? We'll also get more Buck-ons and Buck-offs. Tom Gimbel in the next hour. Much, much more. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious gossip brought to you by Bud Lights. The Bud Light skis this weekend. It's going to be hotter than heck. And whatever you're doing, getting floating down a river, into the water, get into the pool, have some ice cold Bud Lights and enjoy it. Be smart and safe. Always make great decisions. And famous among friends, those ice cold Bud Lights. I know I'll have a couple of Bud Lights at the Jason Isbell concert tomorrow night.
There you go.
At the Moody Theater. Excited about that. One of three shows Jason's going to play at the Moody Theater.
Tickets available
Friday.
For Sunday?
I think at last check. Well, that's Tom Gimbel coming up. In 9:30, I think there were still tickets for the Sunday show, but that's going to be a great, great show. All right, so here's some gossip. I don't even know what to say about this. Kid Rock is tweeting that he's going to run for U.S. Senate in the state of Michigan.
Say it ain't so.
Kid Rock for Senate. That's for rumor, not for truth yet. But what would surprise you these days?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Kid Rock in the U.S. Senate. Wouldn't that be great?
No, it wouldn't be great, so no.
But it may happen.
Yeah.
Hey, BK, what's going on with this Knicks, Carmelo Anthony, the Rockets trade? Is this going to happen? You think this happens?
I think it happens. My guess is the dispute or the conflict, why it hadn't happened yet, is they can't agree on how much money the Knicks are going to have to eat of his ridiculous salary because the Rockets ain't paying that.
$4 million over the next 2 years.
I would guess.
And the Rockets have it to give?
Well, no, they want the Knicks to absorb a bunch of that money. I think it would still apply to the Rockets' salary cap, though. They just want them to pay the chunk of it. But, yeah, Rockets are trying to build a super team. Chris Paul, James Harden, and Carmelo Anthony. That seems like
That's a super mess. That seems like
dysfunction junction. Three guys who love to have the ball in their hands.
That's like a super bag of crap, and I want to see it. So hurry up and get them there.
Super bag of crap.
Yeah. Let's get them there.
Jeez. It's what they're working towards. It. We'll see if it can happen coming up. Jeez Louise.
I want this.
Trade details. This is crazy. Unreal. Hey, how about the college football fans? How about the guy in LSU? Fellow was trying to break into the LSU football stadium with a prostitute to, you know.
At the 50-yard line, I bet.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, a guy named Lucian Hamilton. Yeah, he was trying to break in. He had a prostitute with him.
Ooh. I broke into Boston. I didn't have to break into Boston College Stadium. I walked right in at the 50-yard line.
Really?
Yeah, that's like every guy's deal is to go to the 50-yard line.
You get arrested
in the middle of the night?
Yeah, in the middle of the night. Yeah, I did that.
The grass field? Is there grass on the field?
No, it was it was bad turf. It was not AstroTurf. What was it called then? What was it called? Yeah. It was called AstroTurf at that time. It was that bad stuff.
From the Astrodome.
Yeah. It's bad stuff.
Oh, man.
But I didn't have to break in. The doors were wide open at BC Stadium.
I snuck on to OU's field, Memorial Stadium.
Got
up
it
there.
Done.
Did a little, excretion. Let's just say on
no,
the field.
No, you did not.
You did not.
Oh yeah, and then
in Norman
snuck on. Absolutely,
and you peed on the field.
Peed on the field.
You're a filthy animal.
And snuck on to Kyle Field. Snuck in. They had construction crew there when they were building this place, and I don't think I'd get in trouble for this. It's a few years late, but some buddies and I stole a golf cart there and parked it in somebody's We drove it around the main streets of College
Station.
They
left the keys in it?
Keys were in there, man.
Great.
It's awesome. Dude, you guys are
rabble-rousers.
So you had a lady go with you in there?
Yeah, in college, yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Need to hear more about that story.
That's a great story.
Did you take a blanket at least?
No. Why? I didn't care. I was in college. What did I care? It was just AstroTurf.
That today.
Dude, I could have done that in a bed of roses at that time. Who cared? Who cared in those days?
You've been corrected on the Specs text line. My Wimbledon knowledge is limited, to say the least. It says Andy Roddick was the last U.S. men's tennis player to make a Wimbledon semifinal in 2003. Not 2009. 2009 was the last time any U.S. men's tennis player made a major semifinal.
We got to get better than that, don't we? IMG Academy, let's go.
Hey, you're speaking of go. Let's go to the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
First Blitzer, you're up.
How ironic is it that BK's favorite French fries are from Snuffers, when all them fat girls on 6th Street done named him the Sniffer?
Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Bucky and Bato, hey, talking about Coach Patterson and Coach Strong there together. I can just see Coach Strong in Florida baking that cake and hitting on all the married alumni.
Oh, gee, come on, man. This guy's amazing. Next Blitzer, you're up.
I thought I saw Vince Young at SEC Media Day. It turns out it was just Brett Bielema, but I'm colorblind, so I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. He's not fat.
It's not Bielema. It's Bielema.
And Vince isn't fat. Not playing, but he's not fat. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Congratulations to Bob Hurley Sr. on a well-deserved ESPY. Great coach in the Jersey area.
Nice.
Jersey. There you go.
Well done.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Aaron, you and Coach Sumlin are a damn coaching mistake.
Coach
That's
Sumlin.
A damn coaching mistake.
Thank you very much.
That roll of hot dogs on his neck. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Coach Cake Boss. It looks like you've set up your Cumbia Hug group already. Have you set up your Booster Wise Club as well?
Oh, my God. He's taking hits on this now. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, you can't feed your pig. That's like going to your buddy's backyard barbecue halfway through your meal. You're like, damn, this is good. What is it? It's Bucky's duck sausage.
Next, these nuts are tender. Next Blitzer, you're up.
I was wondering why BK likes to hang out with little Kev.
Oh, my gosh. People are horrible.
People are really, really horrible. I love this Blitz. You guys have been on fire this week, and I'm totally against the afternoon Blitz anymore. But we got one more Blitzer. You're up.
Yeah, Vince Young was in the SEC Media Days. I just saw him over here at Krispy Kreme.
Oh! It's that time of summer. Count it down, throw it down.
Hey, girl. Hey, boo-boo.
It's that time of the year because everybody's fat. That's what's coming up.
Okay, on the way to the break, a couple winners from the red carpet last night at the ESPYs. Got to give Danny Amendola, the former Red Raider, he and his lovely date, Olivia Culpo, he's a winner. How about Aaron Rodgers, though? Coming stag. Aaron Rodgers by himself last night.
He doesn't have a girl anymore, right?
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell of the Sixers now, a big loser. He was wearing camo pants and high... I mean, he looked like a...
No.
What are these guys wearing these days? It's unbelievable. We're like a fashion show. But I did see Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick with his lovely wife, Drea Michelle. She's a looker.
Why is he there?
In a pink suit, by the way, Orlando Scandrick. In a pink suit.
Was he giving out an award?
I don't know why Orlando was. He's an NFL player on America's team. Lindsey Vaughn was there. Look at... And she was with, her date was a guy named Keenan Smith.
Yeah. He's a little guy.
She's tall.
She is tall.
But look, there's D'Angelo. There's D'Angelo Russell. Look at him.
Hey, D'Angelo, you're going to take that on back to the shop, too.
I think you didn't dress better than Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant looked better than that.
In his sweatpants. How about t-shirt. That? We'll be back. B&E on the Horn. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.